Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hello, puzzlers! Welcome to the Puzzler Podcast, the triple backflip in your puzzle trampoline routine. I'm your host, AJ Jacobs, and today's guest is the wonderful Charlotte Wilder, sports writer, podcast host, Substacker, all sorts of things.
Wait. Jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades.
Jill of all trades.
Whatever. There you go. Welcome.
Thank you for
coming back. And as you know, we are an audio show, so sometimes we like to do audio quizzes, which is not something you can get in your paper and ink puzzles. We did a Name That Game Show sound effect with Ken Jennings, where we would play him a little beep or buzz, and he would have to name the game show. One of my proudest moments on The Puzzler, I stumped Ken Jennings on a Jeopardy sound effect.
No.
That was exciting. Yes.
Wow,
thank you for
that's
your
awesome.
Incredulity.
No, that's awesome. That's the goal, right?
It was from the 1970s version of Jeopardy. It was the harp, the glissando.
He should still know that. Sorry,
well,
Ken.
He was excited to be stumped because it's such a rare occasion for him. All right. So for you, though, we have Name That Sports Sound. So we're going to play clips of sports sounds. And you're going to have to guess. And if you get them right, I'm going to say woo. And if you get them wrong, I'll do a raspberry or something or boo, something like that. We'll see. But are you ready for sports sound number one?
Yes, I sure am, AJ.
Excellent.
Oh. I've got it.
You got it?
Yeah. It's bowling pins getting knocked down.
Exactly. But how many? Is it a 5, 8,
ooh,
or a strike? I'm just kidding.
Let me listen one more time.
There's no way you can know. It was a strike, just so you know.
Great.
But you got it. You didn't have to get the strike part. You got it. All right, ready for number two, sports sound number two.
Yes. Oh, it's a short one.
Yeah, this one is one you might want to play a couple of times. Yeah.
I have two guesses that might either is
tell
it,
me
is
both.
It,
tell me both.
I okay, will. My first thought was: is it pool when what is that called when you hit the white ball at the other ones? What it's called?
Oh, break
a break. Break. Yeah, is that
oh,
a pool break or a hockey slap shot?
That is so interesting. It is neither one of those. This is something you would hear on your wonderful show, Oddball, about the NBA.
You're going to stump me on basketball the way you stumped Ken Jennings on Jeopardy. I shouldn't have made fun of Ken. I did this
That's
myself.
That's right.
Okay, I'm gonna listen to it one more time.
Okay, good.
Oh, is it nothing but net?
Nothing but net. It's a swish. Exactly.
Thank God.
And just so you know, it's a Kobe Bryant swish. I won't make you try to guess that.
I don't think I could have, but thank you.
All right, this one. Yeah, some of these are tricky. This next one, are you ready? Let's listen to sports sound number 3.
Okay. Okay, I need to listen again.
All right, now I'm here for hints for this one.
I have like a sense memory of this. Maybe not, but is this a hockey player getting slammed into the boards?
No, weirdly, that was a sound we were going to play later, but you just have, you scooped us. No, this is in a game, a sport that you follow, and it happened to be a game with one of your favorite teams that we were just talking about last week.
Okay. And
so, which was not
I'm assuming
the Traders.
It's football.
Exactly.
It's not like helmets colliding, is it?
No.
That's
no,
dark.
But it is something colliding.
Oh, of course. AJ, it's a doink.
It's a doink. Exactly.
It should have
sounded doink. But it's a very particular, it's like boing, 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 boing.
Well, I don't think people realize just how deep the sound is, like how tall the uprights are, so that when you hit it, there's a lot of metal to vibrate.
That was interesting to me. I did not know. By the way, this was a Randy Bullock, who was then with the Tennessee Titans, doinking in a game with your Patriots. So
that was
congratulations.
A big doink. That was great for the Patriots. That was very bad for the Titans.
See, I wanted to bring you a happy memory.
Thank you so much.
Of
wow.
course.
That did just bring me right back to where I was when I was watching that game. Wow.
Great. We're here to help. All right, last one. Let's play clip number, whatever's the clip number for.
Is that a tennis rally?
It is a tennis rally. It is
nice.
Some grunting from the tennis court. And Annie, would you like to guess who might be those grunters?
Is one of them Serena?
No, she is listed in the top 10 grunters. Like I found many lists online of the best grunters, but this one was listed as higher than
Kournikova?
No, but it's kind of the right era. It is,
Navratilova.
And it sounds like Kournikova. I think she got in trouble and is not allowed to play anymore.
Oh,
perhaps.
Caroline Wozniacki or
no,
whatever.
It is.
Who is that?
I don't know. Well, there are two of them, and they were listed as one and two best grunters in some article. Victoria Azarenka is the first, which I didn't know. But the second I did know is she's very tall, Russian, doping problem, I think. Maybe.
Yeah, I can't remember who that was. Maria Sharapova.
Exactly. But that was just extra credit. You got it. It was the grunting. Well, very nicely done. Oh, by the way, since I spent so much time researching grunts on the internet, I had my friend do a quick supercut of grunts from different sports. This is not really a quiz because it's very hard, but let's just play the grunt supercut really quickly for our
listeners.
Can
I try to guess?
Sure, you can try to guess. It's going to be hard. Okay. All right, number 6 is the grunt supercut.
Yeah, that's too hard. I can't guess those.
I know.
One of them's basketball, though. I know that.
You got it. The first one is Joel Embiid. I think I'm saying his name right. Drawing a foul. And the next was shot putter. There's a boxer getting hit, heavyweight boxer, martial arts, and the football wide receiver. I think it was a grunt. I looked into it. They grunt sometimes when they make a turn, not even like when they're. What's that about?
I think people don't fully understand the amount of effort it takes to quickly change direction. I think this is interesting to me about sports in general, is that when you're watching a game, say you're watching basketball and someone sort of, you know, jukes somebody else or quickly pivots off of their one leg, the amount of strength that takes if you're going full speed and you're, you know, over 6'5", 200 pounds is insane. That's also for football, I would imagine.
That's so interesting. Yeah. It's like the inertia.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is very helpful. Well, I loved having you this week and I learned a lot about sports and you did great. So thank you for coming on. Where can people find more Charlotte Wilder?
Well, thank you, AJ. I'm going to need more puzzles. I'm all amped up now. I'm like, can we do more? Can I have some more puzzles?
Off the air. I'm free all night.
Yeah. Right. You can find me. I'm the co-host of Oddball with Amin El Hassan on the Meadowlark for Meadowlark Media. Bunch of other shows with Meadowlark and thewilderthings.substack.com.
Lovely. And before we wrap up, as always, for all you puzzlers at home, here is your extra credit. Sports Sound. It is going to be Jody Sports Sound number 5 on the list.
Bra! Bra!
Ja! Ja! Nej! Ja! Kom in!
So you'll get the answer to that next episode. And puzzlers, please don't forget to subscribe to the Puzzler Podcast. And we will meet you here tomorrow for more puzzling puzzles that will puzzle you puzzlingly.
Hello, puzzlers. This is Greg Pliska, your chief puzzle officer, and I'm here with the extra credit from our previous episode. We played the wide opposite world of sports with Charlotte Wilder, where every answer is the opposite of a Big Four North American sports team. The clue we gave you for extra credit was this hockey team never uses a shift. That's trickier than our usual extra credits, but I bet a lot of you got it. This is the Washington lowercases, the opposite of the Washington capitals. Get it? Shift, like on a typewriter keyboard? Yeah, you got it. We'll see you next time.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.